This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completed 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country today is not just the fastest growing major economy, but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. The government will facilitate an additional provision of 25 crore rupees for 2060 houses damaged in border areas. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement regarding additional compensation for houses damaged by Pakistani shelling in the border districts of Jammu and Kashmir following Operation Sindoor. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the Prime Minister announced additional compensation of 2 lakh rupees for each fully damaged house and 1 lakh rupees for each partially damaged house. The ministry has ensured swift implementation of this decision. Similar compensation will also be provided in the border areas of Punjab. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the country cannot become a developed nation without achieving growth in agriculture sector. The minister was addressing farmers at the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan event held in Rangareddy district in Telangana. He emphasized on achieving food security, increasing farmers' income and protecting the soil for future generations.
Food security sunishchit karni hai, number one. Number two, kisano ki aamdani badhani hai. Number three, nutrition food mile. Iski kosis करनी है और नंबर चार किसान भाइयों इस धरती को आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए भी बचा के रखना है ऐसा ना कि सॉइल ही बीमार हो जाए हमारी और इसलिए अभी हम लोग निकले हुए विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान पे.
Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday chaired the 6th meeting of the Governing Council of the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund Limited NIIF in New Delhi. In the meeting, the Union Finance Minister and other GC members discussed performance and the existing fund of NIIF and key guidance. They also discussed the existing strategy and future vision of NIIF as an institution going forward, including the nature and size of next generation of funds to be raised by NIIF and the new avenues for capital raising to be explored. Maharashtra's Chief Electoral Office has clarified that electoral rolls are shared free of cost with all recognized political parties, including the Indian National Congress, at the draft stage and after finalization. In a post on social media platform X, CEO Maharashtra said electoral rolls are revised annually through participatory exercises, adding that similar exercises were conducted in 2009, 2014, 2019 and 2024 and the copies were shared with all the political parties including Congress. The statement comes amid a row triggered by allegations of match-fixing in the 2024 Maharashtra Assembly elections raised by opposition leader Rahul Gandhi. Delhi police has arrested 66 Bangladeshi citizens living illegally in the national capital Delhi's Wazirpur and New Sabzi Mandi areas. All arrested illegal citizens are members of 11 families. Deputy Commissioner of Police, Northwest District, Bhishma Singh said that a special campaign was launched to identify and apprehend illegal Bangladeshi immigrants living in the jurisdiction of Northwest District. These illegal citizens were arrested after receiving intelligence information. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for warmer conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and eastern parts of Rajasthan for next 2 days. The IMD has also forecast heatwave conditions over northwest parts of the country during next 4 to 5 days. Meanwhile, heatwave conditions continue to prevail in the national capital with the temperature soaring to over 43 degrees Celsius. A sweeping new travel ban signed by US President Donald Trump went into effect yesterday, blocking entry to the US for nationals of 12 countries, primarily in Africa and West Asia. The order fully restricts travel from Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Partial restrictions apply to citizens of Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. Visas issued prior to the ban remain valid. And that is the end of this news bulletin.